I'm Mary Angish. You're Charlie Nardozzi. This is Indeed All Things Gardening. Welcome, welcome.
Well, it's nice to be here, Mary.
Charlie, it's November. Earlier this week, I was actually sweeping snow off the back porch, but mild temperatures returning. Despite all this seesaw weather, it is cold enough to plant spring flowering bulbs outdoors, but I hear you have kind of a cool thing that we might want to try for planting spring bulbs indoors. What's that all about?
It's November, but we're still planting things because of our warm fall. And now it's the time to plant those tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, all those outdoors. But if you're in a situation where you don't have room outside or a yard outside to plant them in, or if you just have some extra bulbs that you don't want to plant outside, maybe what you can do is do a little surprise for yourself. You can plant them in containers, store them all winter, and then force them into bloom in the middle to end of winters for a little indoor flower show. And I'm going to talk about how to do that. So the first thing you're going to need is to have a pot that's probably 10 to 12 inches in diameter. The bigger the pot, of course, the more bulbs you can have, the bigger the show. Then you want to decide what you want to plant in there. It's certainly fine to plant all the same bulb, all tulips, all daffodils, all crocuses, and you'll have a big show that'll last maybe a week or so, and then it'll be over. I like doing a thing called layering. So what you do is you put some potting soil on the bottom of your pot, and then you put the largest bulbs on the bottom that are about 6 to 8 inches deep. And those could be big daffodils or hyacinths. Cover those over with soil. Then you do a medium-sized bulb, like a tulip, that's about 4 inches deep in the pot. Cover those over with soil, and then you put the small bulbs, the scillas, the grape hyacinths, the crocuses, right on top a couple inches deep, and you water the whole thing. Now, if you plant different varieties that mature at different times, like a late-season daffodil, a mid-season tulip, and those early-season small bulbs, then you can have your flowers blooming for a few weeks in the middle of the winter. The thing to do once you have it all planted is put it in a cool, dark location, ideally somewhere where it stays 35 to 50 degrees all winter, and it's going to have to stay there in the dark for about 14 to 16 weeks. So if you do it now, if you do the math really quickly, it'll be late February, early March when you bring that bulb, that pot back up into a warm, sunny room. Once it starts growing, you can start watering it and it should flower within about a month. So you can have some beautiful flowers that are blooming in the winter or keep them in the basement a little longer and put them outside in April or May when it's warm to have them outdoors on a deck or patio.
Oh, it sounds like they bloomed exactly at the right time when it's gray in February, and that's definitely worth trying.
Yeah, inspirational.
Question time. This one from Stella in Acworth, New Hampshire. And Stella writes, I'm harvesting my yard waste compost pile to spread around. Usually it's consistent and lovely loam, but this year I'm encountering a large swath of what looks like white styrofoam packing chips, which I do not put in the pile. They write, when crumbled, the insides look like peat moss, which I also don't put in the pile. Smells fungal. I've been putting the same stuff in the same area for 40 years. This is a first. Any ideas? Should I worry?
Well, it's hard to know without seeing a photo, so I do appreciate it when people can send photos in as well. But I'll guess on a couple ideas. The white material, if it's strand-like, it could be actinomycetes, which is a fungus. Very natural fungus to have in a compost pile. Nothing harmful about it. If it's more globby, which I think she described, and kind of like little balls, that might be a slime mold. Doesn't sound very good. But actually, it's not harmful. It's fine to have it in a compost pile. Just turn your pile a little bit, or you can dig it out and get it out of the pile if you really want to, but it's not harmful for the pile and it's okay for the compost.
Okay, Jean has a question for you, Charlie. Jean writes, I'm about to retire my porch plants for the season. Railing planters, tomato grow bags, so not pottery. But what should I do with the soil? Do I leave it in the containers on the porch, bring it in, store it? How? My apartment really doesn't have a lot of space. And then, yes, next year I will mix it with fresh soil and fertilize.
Well, Jean, you have a couple options. If the plants that were growing in those pots were relatively healthy, not a lot of disease or insect problems, I'd say you could probably reuse that potting soil. But what I would suggest doing is taking it out of the pots and then putting it, say, in a plastic bag and storing it in a dry place all winter. And then next spring, you can get some fresh potting soil and mix that in with the old potting soil to kind of freshen it up. Now, if those pots had plants in them that had a lot of disease and insect problems on them, I would just compost that potting soil and start with fresh potting soil next spring.
Send gardening questions for Charlie to answer in upcoming episodes of All Things Gardening to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to All Things Gardening on your favorite podcast app. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.